The Mistress by Cliffy. He was tied to the bed, wrists and ankles secured strongly by gentle ropes, a blindfold obscuring his vision, and a hard rubber ball in his mouth, gagging him. That much he did know. What he didn't know is how he got there. He tried reaching out with his other senses, smell and hearing, and couldn't come up with much. A slightly sweet, fruity scent reached his nostrils, mixed with the tang of sweaty leather and crisp linen. He knew the first scent, but he couldn't place it. It tugged at his memory, making him squirm. Thoughts collided in his head, muddled and foggy. How long had he been there? Minutes? Hours? Days? What was the last thing he remembered? Under the blindfold, his brow creased, and he bit into the ball gag, concentrating. A bar? He sighed, leaving the puzzle and coming back to the present. He shifted on the bed, feeling the silk sheets beneath drag across his naked flesh. Goosebumps rose along his skin, making him shudder and tug fruitlessly at his bonds. "It's nice to see you awake, my pet." He flinched, freezing at the voice from the darkness. A shiver ran down his back as the smooth, liquid, feminine voice ran through his head. How long was she there? Was she watching him? "Oh, relax, my pet," the woman cooed softly. A weight pressed down on the edge of the bed, making him shift to the right. She sat down next to him. "There's no cause for struggle. After all, you're not going anywhere." A wicked, sensual laugh assaulted his ears, a series of flashes in his memory. He was at a local theme bar with some friends to see a band perform. He wasn't much for industrial metal rock, but his friends were, and he hadn't been out of the house in a while. He decided it'd be best to go spend time with people rather than watch hours of mindless entertainment on television. He remembered his friend saying something about a theme that night to go with the band. Fetish, they'd said. Outwardly, he didn't say much other than, "Oh, cool." Inwardly, his heart and soul were leaping, sending his gullet into a barrel roll at the thought. The decor of the bar was dark and gothic, converted from an old church. Where the pews used to sit was a wide dance floor, small tables and chairs peppered around the perimeter. Along one wall was a line of booths, on the other, the bar, crowned with people and drinks and two bartenders who had no trouble keeping up with the orders. Things got hazy after they arrived. It would still be at least an hour and a half before the band went on stage, and his friends decided to wait it out at the McDonald's next door. They asked him to come along, and he politely refused, claiming to want to have a drink. His friends shrugged and took off, leaving him by himself. A woman. She was tall, statuesque, wearing spiked stiletto heels, long obsidian hair falling in curls around her shoulders, eyes that were soft, yet burned and flashed like steel. An elegant evening gown contrasting with the outlandish leather and latex costumes. Her arms coated in long opera gloves. He gulped as she sat next to him, primly upon the booth seat. Her smile was warm and inviting. Her perfume, intoxicating. His mouth went dry as she looked at him. Stuttering, he offered to buy her a drink, his voice quavering, tongue stumbling. She laughed at his awkwardness, leaned in close. He saw her voluminous breasts barely held in check by the plunging neckline of the gown, laid her gloved hand on top of his, and placed her lips to his cheek, her breath whispering softly against his skin. She spoke, and then. He couldn't remember. Everything got muddled and hazy. A wash of lights and sounds occupied his mind, with the woman front and centre, obscuring all other thoughts, her laugh merry and enticing, with the barest hint of sadism beneath. He flinched. She laid her hand upon his bare chest, dragging her velvety fingers along his skin. She moaned softly. He could hear the feral smile in her voice. Such tender skin. Supple and... He jumped again, feeling her fingers pinch hard around his left nipple and pull. He whimpered around the ball gag crammed in his mouth. Sensitive, she hissed in his ear, causing him to moan and twitch. Thoughts and worries melted from his mind at her words. The gentle, liquid cadence of her tone. A warm sensation started in his gullet and spread quickly through his core, heating up his cool skin and... Oh, my pet! Her fingers left his chest and he arched his back to follow, as far as his bonds would allow. He whimpered, realizing her hands were elsewhere upon him, groaning softly as she took hold. My pet's feeling frisky, is he? He trembled as her fingers played along his cock, teasing, caressing, squeezing his balls gently, making him shudder and shake. He tried to speak, but a muffled groaning was all that was heard around the hard rubber. What's that? She asked him, slowly letting his hardness slip from her grasp. Stop. Whimpering, he shook his head, mumbling around the gag. You don't want me to stop? She asked, innocence in her voice, her hand moving along the length of his shaft, stroking, making him buck and arch. He shook his head again, a moan escaping around the rubber in his mouth. A weight settled across his chest and he could feel her lying on top of him, her breasts pressed teasingly on his chest, and he felt her lips scant inches from his own, her heady scent invading his nostrils. He could hear the smile in her voice as she spoke. Maybe I should stop. Stop stroking that cock of yours, as my fingers just glide up and down your shaft. Her voice practically oozed sex, and he felt himself thrusting into her hand, getting closer to the edge. Is that what you want? Do you want me to stop? She laughed, moving her hand quicker. He shook his head again, groaning, thrusting upwards into her hand, trembling at the sensation. No, I know just what you want, my pet, she whispered, lightly pressing her lips to his ear. You want to come, don't you? A deep moan issued from the back of his throat, his hips rocking and bucking, matching the timing of her strokes. Oh, yes. You want to come hard for your mistress, don't you, my pet? He nodded rapidly, feeling his mind gibber, a swelling sensation in his balls as he built towards orgasm. Breathing faster, his heart thudding and pounding in his chest, toes curling, bucking and squirming under her, coming closer and closer, building right to the edge. Well, it's not about what you want, is it, pet? She laughed then, an edge to her voice, and removed her hand, pushing herself up and off his body, sitting on the edge of the bed. A high-pitched, choking whimper escaped his throat, and he threw his head back, biting hard into the gag, his whole body tensing, cords standing out in his neck, wrists and feet pulling at the bonds, feeling the rope bite into his flesh. His cock stood quivering, pre-cum dribbling from the tip, balls tight against his body. He shook, whimpering, his breath coming in ragged gasps around the gag. He could feel her gaze upon him, her icy stare penetrating his soul. As he writhed on the bed, he gasped and froze as her hand suddenly gripped his neck, her gloved fingers squeezing tight into his bare flesh, cutting off his breathing. No, no, it's about what I want, my pet, she hissed, her voice devoid of warmth. And if I don't want you to come, then you're not going to come. Or there will be severe repercussions. Understood? He nodded rapidly, his voice reddening from lack of air. I can't hear you. His lips flapped around the gag, choking out. Yev! Yes? What? Her grip tightened, her voice starting to echo. Pinpoints and specks of light danced across his vision under the blindfold. He felt dizzy, lightheaded, and from not enough air. He mumbled around the gag, using the last of his air. Yef mifif. His eyes rolled back. Air flooded his lungs as her grip loosened around his throat. He breathed deep the cool air of the room, gulping it down, coughing and choking from behind the gag. The lights cleared from his vision and he shook in his bonds. Good boy, she cooed softly, a hint of warmth returning to her liquid voice. Her fingers softly brushed along his neck, sending chills down his spine. He leaned his head back, arching into her hand. I think, she said slowly, ponderously, that you need something here, my pet. A querying whimper filtered through his lips. Something that shows that I own you. Her grip tightened again, but didn't cut off his air supply. After all, you did swear yourself to me. Said you would be my devoted little slave boy. A memory flashed in his head. He did recall those words just before he... The memory got hazy, the images and sounds blurring in his head. Did he pass out after those words? Didn't you? Her grip tightened, cutting off his air long enough to snap him back to the present. He nodded rapidly, a strained whimper escaping around the gag. Yef, mistress. Her grip loosened once more, fingers trailing along his neck, tracing small patterns before leaving entirely. He whimpered, trying to follow as far as his bonds would allow, then slumped back onto the sheets. Weight shifted on the bed, and he heard the unmistakable click of stilettos against the floor. She had stood up, and he could feel her gaze upon him still. "Stay, pet. I'll be back in a while to check on you." He felt her breath against his ear once more. "And if you're good," she whispered, "I might put the collar on you." He squirmed in his bonds, toes curling. "Would you like that, my pet?" He nodded. "Yes, missus," he mumbled around the hard rubber. She laughed and caressed his cheek, whispering, "That's a good boy, always wanting to please his mistress." He jumped as her hand slapped his face lightly. "Stay." Her hand left his face, leaving a tingle in his cheek, and he heard the click of her heels against the floor, walking away from him and the bed. The sound echoed in the bedchamber, keeping him disoriented. The slam of a large, heavy door made him jump. His heart pounded as he heard the clattering of several locks. Then, silence. No other sound but that of his own heart and breathing. He whimpered, fidgeting, tugging at his bonds, his cock, still standing upright and hard. He knew he wasn't going anywhere.